Hi there, welcome to lesson one of Creating Abundance. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here with you today and to help guide you through your journey of creating abundance. In lesson one, we're really going to focus on learning the spiritual secrets of wealth and abundance creation. I thought that this was a really great place to start because for me, I didn't really understand how to create abundance, how to create wealth in my life. And one of the things I want you to know is that abundance and wealth are not the same things. When we talk about wealth, we typically think about money. We think about cash flow, what's in our bank account, what type of vehicle we drive, what type of house we live in. We're specifically speaking about money. When I'm speaking about abundance can be anything that you want more of. Do you want an abundance of love? Do you want an abundance of friends? Do you want an abundance of food? Do you want an abundance of health? Do you want an abundance of money? Do you want an abundance of success? Also, one of the things that I've learned since being on my spiritual journey is that success is not defined by what is in your bank account. And success is not defined by your peers. And there may be a lot of people out there that disagree with this statement, but I truly believe that success is something that you feel within your heart and your own soul. Do you think you did a good enough job or the best job that you could do? Do you feel like you're living the best life with what you're doing, mentally, emotionally, physically, with your career, with your family? Are you a successful parent? Are you a successful friend? Are you a successful wife? Success is determined by how you feel and your evaluation of yourself. Now, don't get me wrong, you can definitely be seen as being successful in the eyes of your peers or your family or outside people. They can say, oh my gosh, she's so successful. Look at how she ran that business. Or she's such a successful mom. Look at how incredible her children are. So remember that when we're talking about success and when we're talking about abundance and when we're talking about wealth, we don't necessarily just have to be focused on money. There's a lot of things that come with that. But let's get into it. Let's talk about what the secrets of wealth and what the secrets of abundance are, because those things I think are the best place to start. Because if I teach you a lot of other rituals and ways to transform and to draw money to you, but you're blocking yourself by doing some very simple things that can create blocks for you, well, that's not going to do you any favors. So let's get started. The first thing that maybe might be one of the harder things, which is why we're starting here, don't panic. And that a lot of people overlook when they're wanting to change their lives and they're wanting to bring more financial success, abundance, all of those things to them, is that they stay in the same mindset. And that is something that's working against you and very damaging to your goals. You have to turn negativity into positivity. You have to take that thing that you feel negative about every single day. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It can be the drive to work. It can be the fact that you're sitting in a cubicle. It can be the fact that you're struggling with a health issue. It can be the fact that you have to work with someone you don't like. It is that one nagging thing that diminishes your light and that pulls and shifts away. Sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's a place, sometimes it's the thing. It's the thing that you know you have to change, and we often avoid. So, taking that thing that we feel negative and changing it into a positive action will dismiss and diminish the negativity, which then will begin to change and shift the energy around you. You see, everything is a vibration. Even your words, your emotion, your thoughts, your feelings, it's all emanating out into the universe and vibrating everything that it's attracting right back to you. So, positives attract positives, negative attracts negatives. I mean, even if you're not spiritual, you can break that down to science, and that's how it works. So, how can you change things? Well, you can stand up for yourself if you're in a relationship with someone that you feel like your light is being diminished. You can speak your truth. You can say, you know what? I can't be the person in this family to get up every morning and make everybody breakfast or let out the dogs. I need, in order to feel health and wellness, an extra hour of sleep in. And I know you might feel selfish because we're trained to not say what we want or need without feeling selfish about it. But I promise you, often the stories that we build up in our head about what other people will think are wrong. And it doesn't matter what they think. This is your experience. You need to fix what can be fixed. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Seek wise counsel and advice. One of the biggest mistakes that I made when I was really focused on success and abundance and really focused on wanting to create a career for myself. I had a grade 9 education. I didn't feel confident in my grammar. I didn't feel confident in my math. I had no idea how I was going to run a company, but I wanted to be able to do it. But that nagging thought in the back of my mind that always took me out was, you only have a grade 9 education. And the problem was, is that I was asking the wrong people for help. Instead of going to people that were in my industry and other mediums and talking to other businesses, I was going to people who I had hired that maybe didn't have any clue about what the longevity of a mediumship business should look like. When you ask for help about a specific thing, don't seek counsel from someone who, just because you like them and they look like they have it all together, it doesn't necessarily mean that they do. If your friend has been divorced 2 times, there is a good chance she may not have the knowledge to help you with your marriage. Or maybe she has because now she's in a successful marriage and she's learned from the 2 others. You will know, your intuition will tell you who you need to ask for help or counsel when it comes to wanting to change things or do things in your life. Seek wise advice. That is very, very, very important. Walk away from the things that can't be fixed. There were people that worked for my company and people that were my friends. I should have left those relationships and walked away a very, very long time ago. I didn't know how to do that. I had no idea how to walk away from people. I thought everybody had to like me. Wasn't that the name of the game? That's ingrained into us from the time that we're young children, we're taught that. You know, when you go over to our friend's house, don't ask for anything, smile, be good. Everyone must like us. The next thing is reduce the stress in your life. When you have stress around you, and whether that be stress from having too much workload on you, or whether that's stress because you have so many unfinished projects, whether that's stress because of the clutter that you're living in, you have to take away the stress and narrow things down in order to create possibility and abundance in your life. You can't do that if you are covered in stress. And the next thing is to be honest with yourself and to look at your part in creating the negativity in your life. This was a big thing for me. You see, I wanted to pretend that everything was out of my control, that, you know, I didn't know they were talking about me. I didn't know she was stealing from me. I didn't know that this was happening. I was listening. He's my brother. This is that. I made all these excuses. There's no excuses. You have to ask yourself, what is my role? What is my role in this? Where could I have spoke my truth? Sometimes by not saying anything to people and letting them take advantage of you, I'm sorry, but you're to blame. They have no idea. People are only going to do what you allow them to. So if you don't have a voice in these relationships and in these roles in your life, you must find one. You have to clean up all of this baggage. You can't walk in to a multi-million dollar successful and abundant life dragging 5 bags of garbage and toxic waste with you. It won't work. Trust me, I tried. You have to take out the garbage and the trash, and not in a mean way. It doesn't have to be, screw you, F you, this is over, get out of my life, I hate you, use me. It can be in a very loving way. You know what your boundaries are, and you know where they're being broke. So that is the number one thing. The next thing is to get a healthy mindset and perspective. You know, oftentimes we tend to draw into ourselves and to isolate, and that makes things worse. And we get stuck. We can get stuck in grief. We can get stuck in other people's expectations. We have to get a healthy perspective of where we are. And oftentimes we have to forgive ourselves for things that have happened. Again, it's just another garbage bag full of trash that we're trying to carry with us into this very successful life. So remember, your mindset is going to be everything before you start this journey. The next thing that I would tell you to create abundance is to expand your awareness. You know, the greatest enemy of abundance is contraction. So when you find yourself in a tight situation, feeling that there's no way out and drawing a blank when you try to think of new solutions or carrying around a heavy burden, those things are contraction in your mind, your body, and your spirit. Expansion is going to be your friend, and it's going to bring the light, and it's going to open you up to new possibilities. So how can you expand? Well, you can take time every day to meditate. You can take time every day to research and to learn about everything it is that you want to be doing. I remember when I was first, you know, like discovering my mediumship abilities and my psychic abilities, and I wanted to learn. Keep in mind, I sort of thought psychics were just like crazy people and didn't really have anything to do with them or didn't understand any part of that. But when I had, you know, discovered these abilities, it was life-changing for me because my panic and my anxiety and everything going on with me just sort of like fell to the wayside that was negative because I was so positive about finally figuring out who I was. And I expanded my awareness by gravitating towards the mediums and the psychics that I admired and that resonated with me. And it doesn't have to be a mediumship thing. If you're someone who wants to have a very successful welding company, expand your awareness by surrounding yourself with other people that are successful welders. And go and look at those companies and go and look at those people and go and connect with those people so that you're aware of who they are and where you are and what's happening in your world. You have to understand that if you're thinking that these people are just the competition and you're jealous or you're resentful and you see these other companies and these businesses and you're like, I want to be like them, but I don't want to associate myself with them. That makes no sense to me. And I've seen that in my business. I've seen it in our ranch's business. I've seen it in a lot of businesses where people will say, I admire Teresa Caputo so much and I just want to emanate everything she is, but I won't get too close to her because I don't want anyone to know that I'm trying to emanate and be like her. I want to be my own brand. She inspires me, but I won't let anybody know. That doesn't make any sense. And that is what feeds jealousy and resentment. And I've encountered that also in my life. And I think the biggest thing to remember is respect the people that are your peers and connect with them and expand your awareness to be connected to them so that you're aware of what they're doing, what they're not doing. Reach out to them. Ask them if they wouldn't mind mentoring you or helping you or giving you some tips. Sending an email saying, what are five things that you found help create your abundance and success to be where you are today? And that doesn't just have to be in business. If there's a mom that walks into the school to pick up her child and you look at her and you think, oh my, this is women. This is what we do. The cool mom walks in and we're like, she is such a bee. Like, oh my God. Ugh. And then you know what you do? You try and go find out where she got the sweater from that you loved and that you admired, but you don't want to tell her that because you're jealous and you're envious, but you want to be that woman that looks like she's all confident. The truth is, if you talk to her, she could probably tell you she was a hot mess, and she could probably give you five tips to help you get it together to make it look like you weren't. And that's the truth, is that if we communicate and we expand our awareness by reaching out to other people, instead of writing the stories about what we see, they can help us in some of the ways that we may feel inspired to do what they're doing or how they're doing it. The next secret is to take full responsibility. If you want to cure your block of abundance, you have to take full responsibility and you have to let victim mode go. Now, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to tell you something right now. And I need you to really focus on what I'm saying. Every single solitary decision that you made, I'm assuming that you're an adult listening to this, that you have made has led you to the point in your life where you are right now. It's not your dad. It's not your mom. It's not the abuser. It's not the unknown factors of the world. It's not COVID. It's not anything else. Every single solitary decision that you made has brought you to this. You are not a victim of circumstance. And that is the worst thing that you can do, is take on a victim mode. It will block you. Because instead of saying something positive, you are saying things like, I can't help it, I was raised this way, I was abused, I only have a grade 9 education, it's my health, and I'm unable to walk. This is all bullshit. And if you don't take responsibility, if you don't take responsibility for your choices and the things you did, listen, I'm not saying that as a child that you might not have been abused. I was. I know my dad was an alcoholic. I was abused. I grew up in horrible stuff. But there came an age that I started to know different, whether it was from outside family and friends, watching television shows. I knew the difference between right and wrong. I knew it was wrong to steal. I knew it was wrong to lie. I knew those things. I knew right and wrong. And I truly believe that every person, by the time they get to 16, 17, 18, knows the difference between right and wrong. This is bad. This is good. Especially as you're a 20 and 30 year old. And yes, we have big dreams and we make mistakes and we do things. But the moment that you become a victim and you want to blame it on everybody and everything else, you will not be able to strive and succeed abundance. And you might, here's the thing, you'll self-sabotage yourself. You'll do good for a little while and you're like, yeah, I got this. And then it'll crash and be like, it's not my fault. This is what happened. This happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. I'm going to tell you something right here in this course. I, for a long time, wanted to excuse some of the fallouts that happened in my business by my mom passing away. And I would say, my mom passed and I couldn't deal with it and my health went to crap and this is what happened, and I got caught up in that story. It is the truth. It is what happened. And it's a reason. But I was so caught up in being a victim because I didn't know how to grieve my mom and I didn't know how to process that, that I wasn't taking accountability and responsibility for the choices that I made during that time. Everything that happened was a result of the choices that I made. You have to take accountability. And when you do, then forgive yourself and move on. Move on. The bad already happened. You're through it. You're done it. You're moving on and you're listening to this course right now because that's exactly what you want to do. You want to have a higher vision for your life. There is such a thing as being rich but miserable. You know a lot of those people. You see them. Britney Spears is a really good example of that right now. And not just because of her you know, ownership of her family and her being controlled. I believe she would still have been unhappy even if she wasn't. You can be rich and miserable because it's a pattern, because it's a mindset. You know, material abundance can be useful, but it doesn't have any fulfillment by itself. Fulfillment comes from a vision and from a truth that is within you. That's the greater fulfillment. And a vision is like a trigger for abundance. And it'll set in motion so many things that you didn't even know were possible for your life. And one door will open, and then another door will open, and then another door will open, and another door will open. It's like riding a bike. When you first learn how to ride a bike, you're like, you know, you need training wheels most of the time. And then you need someone to kind of hold you up. And then you may be like, oh my God, big corner. And you're fearful. But the thing is once you get into this vision and into this positive process, what starts to happen is the next thing you know, you're riding the bike with one hand. You can eat a sandwich and ride a bike. You can text while riding a bike. You can turn around backwards and ride your bike. Anything happens with practice. Everything happens with practice. You're able to move on and to move through and to create a life of your dreams, and wealth and abundance creation flows easily to you. From my own experiences, those are my secrets of wealth and abundance creation. I look forward to connecting with you in the next lesson, where we're going to be talking about your personal views of how your past creates your future and how what you experienced in your past lives might be blocking your abundance in this life. That's really important. And I'm going to teach you how to find out what that is. I look forward to connecting with you. very soon.